Coming up, a resident of Twin Oaks community in Louisa County discusses America's next century on Visions of America. Twin Oaks is a community in Louisa County where all members participate in a common goal. That goal is the good of the community. Bruce, a resident of Twin Oaks, discusses his hope for the future.
Well, I would hope that in the coming years that people will come to more and more regard the living together and the working together as the worthwhile goal of life and not the accumulation of goods and consumerism, as I see one of the main features of our regular society right now. I think that the idea of the satisfaction of doing worthwhile jobs with and for others, I hope that that idea will become more and more preeminent in the coming years, and that the idea of working to accumulate a bank account or to accumulate a house in the country or to get a bigger and better car or any of those things becomes less and less the main theme of our life. I think that in the future we'll probably have a better source of energy than our petrochemical sources now. I think that perhaps 20, 30 years from now, nuclear fusion power will become available. When that happens, people will have more time on their hands, and I think that instead of actively increasing leisure, that people will hopefully look toward ways that they can help the other people on this earth, and that they'll come to regard every other person as, if not literally, then figuratively, their brother or sister. So that pretty much is my hope for the coming years, and I see Old Twin Oaks and other communal societies as sort of a testing ground for that. And to the extent that we can give the people within our community and new members of the community an idea of satisfaction from working with us, rather than just some sort of pleasure from leisure activities or from playing games or something like that, I think that will be a mark of our success.
Bruce of Twin Oaks in Louisa County discussing America's third century on Visions of America. I'm Russ Roberts.